where entrepreneurs come to grow. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
Now it is time for Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind. So Craig Smith with Craig Smith Speaks. What is a secret you can share with our audience?
My wild nugget of wisdom for you to wrap up our show here. Whatever your goal is with your business, put it out there into the world. And I think that's something I've struggled with of, I really want to do this, but I'm not confident enough to say it. And once you start saying it and sharing it within your network, you're going to be surprised on how many people, oh, I know somebody who can help you with that. Because none of us as entrepreneurs makes it alone. We make it because there's people who are there to help us that we come across. And if you don't put your idea out there, you're not going to find that help.
I love that. Okay, thank you. So Chris Ryan with ChrisRyanFitness.com, what's a secret you can share?
I think being relentless. I think just putting yourself out there, like Craig said, in your goals, but also just being relentless in your enduring habits to make sure that you're going to stay the course. I think sometimes entrepreneurs fail because they think that they have to have success too quickly. I think there's a big effect of compounding over the course of time. Like Jeff is talking about earlier about making sure that, you know, you get those base hits as an entrepreneur. You don't necessarily need to hit a home run. I think home runs in this day and age of social media are very publicized. But at the end of the day, there's just a lot of people out there that are doing a bunch of consistent base hits that all of a sudden wake up and they have a lot going on in their, you know, their personal wealth format and their own longevity and their own health, their own wellness, and their own portfolio, if you will, on the investment side in their own company.
Excellent. Thank you. And Jeff Seibel with WealthAgent.com, what's a secret you can share?
Well, the same thing. I mean, for people just to start early and be consistent and never give up and just be patient and stick with it. I mean, I know that this is a transition for us going from the real estate world to the education world, and we really had no clue of how to structure these things. But now all of a sudden I'm on a show with a 30,000 agents. It's going to be almost 200,000 agents. So that's a great start. And I'm here. So life is good. And I had two guests that were very impressive in here. So, just stick at it and just keep going for it. If you have a dream, make it happen.
You're in the big leagues with these guys.
Exactly.
So Richard Gearhart with GearhartLaw.com, what's a secret you can share?
I'm going to say be prepared to change over time as your business evolves and as you evolve. So if you stay with your business over time, your job is going to change. If you hire people, if you have new clients, if you have different customers, and your responsibilities are going to change. And I think while that tends to happen naturally, I also think it helps if the entrepreneur is aware that this is going to happen and that the role you're playing now may not be the same role that you're playing in 2 or 3 or 4 years. And I have seen entrepreneurs sometimes try too hard to keep things the way they were at an earlier stage of the business and not be able to delegate and let go of certain things so that they could focus on other things. So that change is going to happen. And as you get more successful and as your business grows, you're going to be changing more.
I love that. Yes. And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart with Gear Media Studios. And I'm going to say something that's been said many times in many different ways, but I'm going to say it again because I really believe it. Do what you love and love what you do, right? And I think that's the joy of being an entrepreneur. I mean, you do have to do the stuff you don't really like to do, like billing, but you can hire people for that, to Richard's point. But do the one thing you really love and, the little things around it, and love what you're doing every day. Love your life, you know? Get healthy. Yeah.
Well said.
Get rich.
Yeah.
Go on stage.
There we go.
Yeah.
If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to the podcast and leave a quick review. Also, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X, and subscribe to our YouTube channel for bonus content.
Learn more at PassageToProfitShow.com.